Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be an important one. I got with me today Christy Porter with Signify. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you so much for having me on and for all you guys do to support the local community.
Well, we appreciate that and we appreciate you. So can you tell us about Signify, how you serving folks?
Yeah, for sure. I am a copywriter and marketing consultant, and I primarily work with nonprofits and social impact companies. So I like to say that I help people do more good.
And social impact is needed in today's kind of crisis we're going through. How are you seeing companies kind of react to the crisis in a socially responsible manner?
Yeah, I think, whatever the quote is about people showing so much creativity during times of constraint, I think we're seeing that over and over again. You know, we've seen local stories about people who have companies that have, their offices are closed, so they're, offering their toilet paper and paper goods to the community. So I think we've seen just fun, small ways like that. And then, of course, we've seen huge donations from a lot of other companies and sort of everything in between. I think everybody is, this is an incredibly challenging and difficult time for everybody to go through, but it's been really inspiring to see all the ways people are thinking creatively about what they have to give and how they can give that to others. So I think that's been a ray of sunshine in all of this.
Now, when you put on your marketer's hat, do you recommend to clients to still be out there and serve, or is this something that some of them it's better that they just kind of hide in the bunker and then come back when the coast is clear?
I think there's a place for everybody to have room in the conversation right now. So I don't think anybody should be hiding in the bunker. People may have to pivot or figure out how to talk differently about themselves or the people they help or the services they provide. But I think there's still room because I think we all want to hear good news. And, this isn't just a season. I don't like saying it's the new normal because I don't think it's going to last forever. We're all very just out of sight, out of mind creatures to begin with. So if you stay silent and stay dormant for a few months, then chances are you could lose some of your position in the conversation. So I think you could be talking. I think it just, you have to read the room and figure out where you fit into it and how you can best be of service and of help at this time rather than constantly promoting, which of course we don't recommend you do all the time anyway, but figuring out how you can be relevant to the conversation. I think there's so many opportunities on big and small scales for people to help, and those are great stories to share or about the people that that are doing the great work that you can help prop up too.
Now, I've had the privilege to speak to many business owners since this crisis has begun, and a lot of them are kind of nonprofits and associations. And it's amazing how creative they've become. I was recently speaking with the Children's Museum downtown, and their staff on their own have put together videos and created activities for their members and their families. And this is something they hadn't really done before, but it's kind of opened up, a new way to serve. And then they've also now, when this crisis passes, like you mentioned, they're going to have another kind of tool in their tool belt. So I think that this is also an opportunity for some companies to really think outside of their normal day-to-day and see ways that they can make it work today that might actually pay off down the road as well. Do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, it's very easy to get stuck in whether it's working or not working. We kind of tend to progress down through our own marketing plans and budgets and do things the way we've always done until we're forced to do something different. So I think this is forcing a lot of people to do something different. And you're right. I've seen an insanely creative ways for nonprofits and for-profits to be involved in the conversation and to just help people out, be a ray of sunshine, talk about the good things that are happening, the way they're helping others, and propping up their communities and how they can be a greater resource to them as well. And, if you don't know all the answers, that's okay. Ask your stakeholders because they will probably also have ideas and be honored that you even asked.
Right. You just have to keep the conversation going, you know, obviously starting from your main constituents and move outward from there. And that's always good practice, mm-hmm. even when you're not in a crisis.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, some people get really overwhelmed or tend to shy away from the concept of marketing, especially in the nonprofit world. But really, marketing is just the relationship you have to the people who are buying from you or donating to you. So keep that channel of communication open at any point in time, and now more than ever. And I think that's where small businesses can really have two distinct advantages at any time, but especially now. They can pivot fast, and they can be very personalized with their audience. This is a way for them to reach out and check in on them and see what's going on in their world and really give a lot of one-on-one attention, where large businesses just can't do that. So I think that's a distinct advantage they always have, but especially right now.
Now let's talk about your business a little bit. How did you get into the social impact world?
Yeah. So I have a background. I worked at a hospitality PR company for a while. We worked with mostly restaurants, lifestyle, that kind of thing. Then I was out on my own as a freelance writer for a couple of years and really started delving into more of the volunteering in the social impact space and really kind of learning more what it was as it was evolving as well. And then I started working at, I was recruited to be the director of communications at an environmental nonprofit here locally, doing some awesome work, and stuck with them for a while. And then I was recruited into my last full-time job as the event marketing director for another nonprofit that works with churches and church leaders. And so I like to say that I was in the PR and restaurant world, right as chefs started becoming rock stars. And then I was in the green movement as that really started taking off. And then when social impact started becoming a thing, that especially as we saw for-profits really taking on more of that, and the social enterprise model of commerce and cause really started evolving, I kind of thought that's the next wave of business. And that's really where my heart is anyway. So it was sort of a natural progression. And, you know, nonprofits will always be with us, and they're doing such incredible work. But I'm also really excited about the for-profit side of social impact and seeing companies take a greater responsibility in that avenue anyway. So that was kind of where I felt like my skills and talent and heart could best be utilized. And I like to say that Signify is a way to professionally support the people and causes I was already supporting personally. So it's a great match for me.
Now, are you working with kind of enterprise level companies to help them with their cause marketing, and or being a matchmaker with some causes with some enterprise that can maybe help fund some of their work?
Mm-hmm. Mostly I work with smaller organizations. So I've always had a great love for small businesses. And part of the reason I even came up with my model in the first place was the friends I knew that needed help. I wanted to really be a resource for people that didn't have their own marketing departments and were very small, either on the for-profit or nonprofit side, who didn't have marketing departments, who didn't have marketing staff, who didn't really understand what it was all about even. They just had a cause that they deeply believed in a way they wanted to care. And so there are plenty of people doing amazing things with very large companies and large nonprofits, but I didn't see enough support being given to the small and micro businesses. So that's where, you know, I thought, if nobody helps them on the front end, how will they ever get to be one of the bigger guys? So that's sort of where I stepped in. So mostly I do that through copywriting. I've always been a writer, so writing with a marketing perspective is a lot of what I do. The other part of what I do is marketing consulting. So it might be helping somebody define or redefine their brand message, or help them advise them on an upcoming launch that they have, or putting together a marketing plan for them, or auditing their marketing and communications. And then kind of the third pillar of that is helping solopreneurs and micro businesses take their first philanthropy steps. So it's more helping them be intentional instead of very reactionary, which is on a very small level what people tend to do. It's somebody comes, a friend comes to you and says, hey, I'm running a 5K, can you donate? And they might do that, and they might love it because they love their friend, but that's really not being intentional. And they know so many people want to learn to give back with their business. So it's teaching them how to do that and helping build a model for them that it can be more intentional and done more proactively, so that hopefully they'll be more excited about it and continue to be able to give back and partner You know, I think it's a terrific idea for nonprofits, small nonprofits and small for-profits to work together because they can both have a deeper relationship and see their impact at work as well.
So now if you're giving advice for that, maybe the business owner that has never kind of dipped their toe into philanthropy before, what are some do's and don'ts?
I think one of the things that I hear from the nonprofit side of that is businesses that come to them that have, maybe they're a videographer and they want to obviously give a nonprofit a video experience, or they're a photographer and they say, you know, they have an idea they come to a nonprofit with, but they're not really listening to the nonprofit needs. So there's a lot of times when nonprofits get approached by a company and they want to take advantage of this service that's being offered to them for either free or discount, and they want to build this new relationship, but it may not be exactly what they need. So then it's just not a good fit all around, but the nonprofit doesn't know how to say no, and the for-profit's not really listening. So, you know, I think as with everything worthwhile, it just begins with a relationship. So sometimes you don't know what the needs are until you ask, and sometimes you don't need to jump into anything long-term either. Maybe it's not helping out with somebody's annual fundraiser at Gallup. That's where all their money and income is, their fundraising efforts are spent, because that's also a lot of initial pressure on the relationship. So start small and start with a conversation is always the best way to go.
And then kind of create clarity of the expectations from both sides. I would imagine that's a challenge as well, because people hear what they want to hear, and then, you know, you don't want to disappoint anybody. So it's important to have clarity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's always great when you can to get everything in writing, just to so that everybody's on the same page and the expectations are all outlined. And then, you know, I'm a big believer in those kind of relationships and business relationships as well, to just over communicate. You never want somebody to have to assume or wonder if something is on deadline, but you want to be really proactive in that. And you know, for small businesses and micro businesses and solopreneurs, I think part of the reason that stops them from giving back is they don't think they have enough, especially right now, right? Where everybody's kind of curious about their resources and holding on tight to what they have because they're not sure what's coming. So I think that stops a lot of people from giving back. But if you know, I always use an example of a garage sale. So whatever you have to give, somebody else could use. And so finding somebody that has exactly, you know, what you're passionate about and what you, what is willing to accept what you have to give. And then from the nonprofit side, is it something they need? And they really, you know, it's a sort of a cliche to use that, you know, but people will say every dollar makes a difference. Give what you have. And really on the nonprofit side, that really goes a long way. And it is a true statement. And, you know, they'll accept donations and they'll accept in kind gifts and, all of those things, but really what they want is a relationship as well. So I think there's no better place to start that than just having a series of conversations and clarifying and see, is it going to be a best fit for you, for both of you? And if it's not, it's okay to walk away because there is somebody else out there who is a great fit.
Now, can you share a success story of maybe a company, or you don't have to name names if you don't want to, but a company that you helped, maybe a nonprofit that you helped get to a new level?
One is, I work with so many cool people. I think one is a place I volunteered for a long time. I was volunteering with them for a number of years before they actually, before I left my old job and then started this new career. And so once I announced I was starting my company, they were actually, I think, the first client to sign on. So that was exciting to move into a new relationship with them. And I was, you know, also honored because I was one of the first people that they'd ever contracted for any sort of help as well. It had all been done through volunteers and donated help. So it was kind of fun to dig in and look at it from a new perspective. And we worked on their annual fundraising gala. And part of it was just having an outsider perspective. You know, that's something that's so beneficial to all of us, no matter what industry or business we're in. And so I was able to look at something completely objectively and help get them organized and help get some new systems and processes in place. And they were really at a turning point in their organization from like so many nonprofits working with friends and family and insiders who knew what they do, to really expanding their reach within the community. So we were able to take that information and I was able to ask some questions and help get them onto a new footing and help relieve some of the stress and overwhelm that people were managing inside the organization so that they could actually enjoy their fundraising event instead of be stressed through the whole thing. And then by the end of the night, we had actually raised four times the amount that they had raised the previous year. So that was super exciting.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all the success. And if there's a nonprofit or a social enterprise out there that wants to get noticed and grow, is there a website for you, Christy?
Yeah, it's a little atraditional, a little non-traditional. It's signify.solutions. So it's not a .com or anything like that. It's signify.solutions, and you'll find me and all my information there and all the ways to connect. And like you, part of the one of the favorite parts of my job is just getting to hear all the cool, interesting things people are doing. So even if somebody doesn't have a current project or a current need, if they just want to reach out and tell me how they're helping people, then I'd love to hear that too.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and being part of the show.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.